Hi there, listeners, and welcome to today's edition of Fast Forward. I'm your host, Daisy Chan. Today's programme focuses on IT in education. I have two people with me today to help discuss this, and they are, first, Mr. Adrian Basak, our computer teacher.
Hello, everyone.
And Mr. Edward Chin, our school technician.
Hello.
Right, let me start with Mr. Basak. I heard that our school has been invited to join the IT in Education scheme.
Yes, our school has been invited by the Education Bureau to join the IT in Education scheme. It's a scheme that promotes the use of IT in education. And because of this scheme, our school finally has the money to build a computer laboratory for students.
That's good news for us.
Very good news indeed.
Our school received a grant from the government in January to convert one of our special rooms into a computer laboratory.
How much is the grant?
We received a sum of 200,000 Hong Kong dollars.
200,000 Hong Kong dollars? That doesn't sound like a lot of money. Is it enough for us to build a computer laboratory?
Well, it's not a lot, but it's better than nothing.
I think it's enough for us to convert one of our special rooms into a computer laboratory.
We plan to use 50% of the grant, which is about 100,000 Hong Kong dollars, on renovation, and the rest of it on purchasing computers and IT equipment.
I suppose the computer laboratory will be open to all students.
Yes, it'll be open to all students. They will be the main beneficiaries of the computer laboratory.
The computer laboratory is built specifically for students. They can use the facilities in the lab after school hours.
For schoolwork and self-access learning.
For schoolwork and self-access learning. Right. But how can we be sure that students won't use the computers in the lab for playing games?
Ah. There will be rules and regulations for using the computer laboratory.
Rules and regulations? Why do we need rules and regulations?
Well, we need rules and regulations because we'll have a large number of students all using the same facilities. Rules and regulations are needed to maintain the smooth running of the laboratory.
To maintain the smooth running of the laboratory. Right. So what are the rules of the computer laboratory? Can you give me some examples?
Perhaps Edward can answer this question. Edward?
Well, in addition to the normal school regulations, students must obey rules that are specific to the computer laboratory. For example, it is prohibited to eat or drink in the computer laboratory.
Okay, that's fair. You don't want to spill drinks on the computers.
And computer games are prohibited in the laboratory.
That's fair too.
And students must not change the settings of any computer.
So no changing of the computer settings. Okay.
The computer laboratory is important to our school because we want to promote the use of IT in teaching and learning. Last year, our school joined the support scheme for e-learning in schools. To promote the use of e-textbooks in class.
Yes, we're seeing more e-textbooks being used in class these days.
Our school is making a big effort to integrate IT in education.
Right, Mr. Basak, some parents are concerned that some students may play computer games in the computer lab.
Well, I can guarantee that it won't happen. We've got technicians at school, and they will monitor the computer laboratory every day.
So, the computer laboratory will be monitored by the school technicians every day?
Yes.
Right, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, Mr. Basak and Mr. Chin, for speaking to us today.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.